As we continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of Shiurim on Amasla, we now look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Hilchos Kedushin Simen Me'Vav Sif Dalet, teaches us, Yotzala Kol, if a kol came out on a woman, Shneskatsha Leplaini, she was Mekadesh Leplaini Lach Yomim, and after a number of days, Omra Amasla, she says in Amasla that she really was never married to that individual. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nirim Hadvarim LeBezdin, if it's apparent to Bezdin, Shukain, that what she's saying is indeed the truth, Saimchem ala Amasla, we rely on the Masla, V'lehochsukam Mekudeshes, and she's not assumed to be Mekudeshes. V'mlav, but if that is not the case, Hoyel v'lay nishma ha-masla be'esh nishma ha-kedushin. Since the masla was not heard at the same time that the kol came out that she is mukadeshes, ein choshishin la-masla, and we assume that she is mukadeshes. Continues the remark, ha-god nizbar achkach sheka hoya kol. If afterwards it turns out that the call was not true, kigoyin shebo edim shetola ben kedushin, the edim who supposedly were the edim for the kedushin came, that the supposedly the kedushin that happened was shun skatch mifneim v'am lo hayud v'am ma'olam, under those circumstances certainly mevakum kala. So when we learn the words of the Shulchan Aruch, we learn two very important halachas. One halacha is that it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, an issue that we discussed in our previous shiurim, is there a statute of limitations on when we can rely on a masla? And from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that there is no such statute of limitation. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, even la'ach yomim, even if after a number of days she comes and says an amasla that is acceptable, we accept it. And we don't ask, why did it take you so many days to say the amasla? But the other very important point that the Shulchan Aruch is making is that when we learn in our sugya that we can rely on amasla, it's only a situation of imnirim hadvarim lebezdin. We could only rely on a masla when it's obvious that it's true. In other words, what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us is that an masla is a very subjective issue, and we have to judge every situation independently. The Shulchan Aruch, also in Hilchos Kedushin, Eben Ezer Simen Mem Zayin Sif Dalet. This is the Sif that is the halacha of our Gemara and the primary halacha of a masla, says as follows: Amri hi ba'atzma niskadashti. If a woman said that I was mekudeshes, v'chazra amr pnuyani, and then she says I was not mekudeshes, says the Shulchan Aruch, if she says this, she's namenes. Lach k'day dibur, but after k'day dibur, she's not namenes. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'm nosna amasla dvarev, but she offers an amasla. Sh'omer kein tchila, that she said this originally, k'day sh'la yikfasu alea anoshim she'enim ulganim. She said this because people who she didn't want to marry wanted to marry her, or any other such type of legitimate explanation. And again, the Shulchan Aruch emphasizes, v'reinu b'dvarei mamish, and we see what she's saying is true, hareza numenis, we believe what she says. V'im lo nosna masla, but if she doesn't offer a masla, oy shenosna, or even if she offers in a masla, but the masla she offers doesn't seem to be true, Ein in a menace, then we don't believe her. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. So what would happen in this situation? Then Kitcher Acher. So now somebody else was Mekadosh her. So if we don't believe her, so the second Kedushin would not be effective because she's an Eishes Ish. If we do believe her, then the second Kedushin is effective because she's not an Eishes Ish. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what we should do is treat the second Kedushin like a Safek Kedushin. Lefikach nois la get, the second husband should give a get. V'tiyah asura alav al kol, and she should be usher to him, not knowing how we should treat her, at shav arusa until her arusa comes. Continues the Ramah, v'yesh oimer d'kozai oimer b'niskachi stam. When will we rely on an amasla? Only she just said niskadashti. Aval omer niskadashti leploini. If the woman says niskadashti leploini, so there, the fact that she added a name of an individual whom she was supposedly married to, shuv enin amenis lemme pnei. We won't trust her to say she's a pnuya. Lav kamen alof loch of loy lefki atzvemeno. She's not trusted in those circumstances. So as we discuss the sugya of a masla, there is a big discussion in the Paiskim in order for it to be considered a necessity for an amasla. In front of how many people or in front of whom did she have to make this statement that an amasla should work, or when would an amasla not work? It's quite clear in the Paiskim that if she said this statement, in front of a Bezdin, that is the worst of all situations. If she said in front of a Bezdin, it's the worst situation. In fact, the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sifkot and Beis quotes the Hafla that the only time an Amasla would work is if it wasn't in front of a Bezdin. But if it was in front of a Bezdin, an Amasla cannot be helpful. So too is the opinion of the Shaila Shevitz. So too is the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Meribal is not that clear, and Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shaila Shetshuvos Yabia Oimer Chelik Gimel Simen Vav Ois Chabeis quotes a Bala Eater that says that a masla is effective in front of Bezdin as well. So too is the opinion of the Avni Nezer in Simen Kuf La Medalad that says that there's no reason where if it was done in Bezdin or if it was not done in Bezdin, the halacha is that when an amasla is effective, it's always effective. What about if she didn't say it in front of Bezdin, but she said it in front of a rabbin? The Chavis Yoyer discusses a situation where there was a woman who lived with a boy saying that she's his wife, and then she has an amasla. She says that what she was living with this man was be'isser. Why would be the halacha, since it was done be'rabim, it was done be'prisim, does the halacha change? The opinion of the Merami Prague is that if somebody said something be'rabim, it is not effective. There are paiskim that differentiate between a situation where, and it goes back to something that we discussed in our previous year, that differentiate between a situation where she was, where she said something barabim, where versus where she did something barabim. When she said something barabim, we could maybe be a little more lenient. When she acted in a certain way barabim, then we have to be more machmer. In a situation where she only said her statement in front of an Eid Echad, the Pnei Yeshua's opinion is that we don't even need an Amasla for her to retract. Actually, this question, if you need it to, does she need an Amasla under such circumstances, is really connected to another question. And that's connected to the question of Shavya Nafsha Chetucha Chetucha Disura. We know, as our Gemara teaches us, that the reason an Amasla is required, because there's a concept of Shavya Nafsha Chetucha Disura. And as we've quoted in our previous Shurim, there's a question amongst the Mefarshim how to understand the concept of Shavya Nafsha Chetucha Disura. Is it because of Eidus, or is it because a neder? If it's Eidus, then saying something in front of an Eid Echad is certainly not considered in any way an act of Eidus. And since it's not considered an act of Eidus, we don't have to be machmer. If, however, we consider it an act of a neder, when we speak an act of a neder, it doesn't make a difference in front of whom you make a neder. A neder is always a neder, and therefore an amasla would be required only if she, even if she said it in front of just one Eid Echad. In a situation where she said it in front of the person that is the person who was saying is her husband, there too the Paiskim are much stricter and say that we have to be machmer. Furthermore, the Paiskim discuss a situation where, as the Rama that we quoted a few moments ago says, that if she said that she was Mekudeshes Leploini, we're more machmer. What would be the halacha if she gives the Amasla in front of him? Some Paiskim want to say that in such a case, an Amasla would be more effective. The fact that she says it in front of him and he agrees, even though in her original statement she said that we could be more makel. Furthermore, if backing up her Amasla is an Eid Echad or a relative, so even though we know in halacha an Eid Echad or a Karev are not considered legitimate Eidus, it could be that under those cases we would accept an Amasla, even in a case where normally an Amasla is not acceptable. The Rama, as we just reviewed, says that when a woman said not just that she's married, but she actually names the person, an Amasla is not effective. But what would happen if she gives an Amasla, not just why she said she's married, even though she wasn't, but she also mentions why she felt the need to mention a person's name. So the Peskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Gimel here quotes a Noi de Yehuda that in those circumstances the Ramah would agree that an Amasla is effective. The Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned, said that if the woman retracted Torah Kedei Dibur, in a situation where the woman retracted Torah Kedei Dibur, the halacha is that she's namenes. What would be in the situation where she said Torah Kedei Dibur, she said Ploini, which as we just quoted the opinion of the Ramah, we don't rely on an Amasla. Says the Chalkas Mechaikik, there, if she retracted Torah Kedei Dibur, we're not relying on an Amasla. When the Ramah says that we don't rely on an Amasla, Torah Kedei Dibur, that's on an Amasla. But in a situation where we don't need to rely on Amasla, but rather the person's retracting what they said, there we could say we could trust her because it's Torah Kedei Dibur. And the lumdus of Torah Kedei Dibur and the lumdus of Amasla are not the same.